Last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as we said, approved conditionally a vaccine for chickens to combat the bird flu. Everyone, that's where we are on this. Because
seems like an immense amount of work.
The outrage over the egg prices is just too much for America. We're starting to crack. Yeah, the manufacturer Zoetis announced that it will be preparing to vaccinate 150 million birds over the next 3 years.
Now we have something else to worry about.
They're going to get little cards and stuff like that. Stickers.
You know, you'll never be able to eat dinner in New York City without that card, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is this mission of the writing staff there at the home office in Granbury, Texas, to give you every Tuesday morning a Tuesday top 10, and we have it right here. It is straight from the home office. Tuesday top 10, the top 10 ways possibly put an end to all this and end the bird flu.
Bye-bye.
Bird flu, which has been running rampant and has caused the egg shortage and eggflation to record heights on prices, and evidently it's still just aiming upward. It's not even starting to bell curve this thing at all. Just going skyward. The chickens can't even fly.
Isn't almost everything at record prices? I mean,
it's eggs, Heather.
Okay.
It's eggs.
Sheesh.
America's
sorry.
In an uproar. Can't carton or contain themselves. Top 10 today, the Tuesday top 10 ways we can just end the bird flu, such as
Number 10.
Just force all chickens to practice social distancing while they graze.
6 feet.
Should work.
Number nine,
make sure to wash your beak at least twice after clucking. What? I'm sorry?
I beg your pardon.
Clucking.
Number eight.
Keep a very watchful eye on if any chickens you have start to sneeze in any way. Or for that matter, if they're experiencing any foul symptoms of any kind. That would be... Number seven way to end the bird flu. Well, how about stop licking unfamiliar pigeons, okay?
Number six,
fill all the bird feeders with Tamiflu and just get ahead of it.
Number five
way we could possibly end the bird flu. Request the chickens to just start working from home. You know, let's just try that again.
Number four.
It's the new normal.
Number four way to stop the bird flu. Well, how about this, owners? Maybe some responsibility and accountability. Stop allowing your roosters to visit the best little hen house in Texas, okay?
Yeah, nothing good is going to come of that.
That's how you get a case of the chirpies.
Gross.
What? It's a medical canarial.
Really?
It's a canarial disease.
Number three
way to stop the bird flu. Just baste all poultry in antibacterial soap before you cook it.
Number two,
vitally important to check your chickens first for any swelling in the McNuggets. And then finally, the number one way to end the bird flu.
Number one.
Mandate that your chickens stay up to date on all their rooster shots. There you go. That should solve everything, ladies and gentlemen. And then suddenly, eggs were plentiful.
Why start your day any other way? It's KB and Heather Lee.